Welcome to the Witches Healing Podcast. This is a show that helps you get back to the basics of your spiritual journey. I am your host, Moonstone Energy, spiritual wellness coach, and entrepreneur. I am here to show you that the way out is within. Now let's get into this episode. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Christina, of the Witches Healing Podcast. Welcome back. It has been a minute. I have been on a hiatus for about, well, from here, probably about 3 weeks, but from social media for about probably 2.5 weekish-ish. But anyway, I just want to talk about, you know, what occurred, why I went on a hiatus, what's going on, just, you know, like a little update. So I'm just going to start from the top, because in this episode, I want to talk about spiritual warfare and protection, because this is something that is very much real and it needs to be discussed. And I wouldn't be doing my due diligence by, one, not being honest, and two, not sharing my own personal experiences and having that be used as a teaching topic. So I have a spiritual advisor of sorts that I go to. I've known her, God, since I was a girl, and she's older than me, but since I was a kid. But I didn't know she was, I guess you could say, tapped in until about recently, as far back as like 2021, actually. So when I found out, and of course, around that time, I was on my own personal spiritual journey, right? Well, starting a new one, I guess you could say. So I reached out to her. I go to her for my readings every now and again. I only trust her with my readings. And if she's not doing the readings, I'm doing my own readings. And I know people say, oh, you're not supposed to do your own readings. Da, da, da. Hush all that. You can do it. I know some people can't, because, you know, sometimes you can get to a point where you can't read properly because you're trying to read what you want to read, and that's not what that says, ma'am. So that can happen. It has happened to me, because we will be so delusional about what we're reading, and it's like, okay, girl, go have somebody else read it and interpret this for you, because you're not listening to what the hell I'm saying, and you getting on my nerves. That's basically what they be saying. So, but yes, you can read for yourself, but for some things, I would recommend going externally, if you get what I mean. If you're not really understanding the messages that you're receiving during a reading, or if you just receive things just as regular downloads, if you get what I mean. So I initially went to her for a reading just about career, about what else, just, you know, regular stuff. I wasn't going to get anything that was going to be like heavy, I guess you could say, just something that was going to be quick, simple, straight to the point. Comes to find out, she asked me a question, and it didn't really make sense to me, because this question she asked me was the same question from, like, I want to say, because this happened, I got this reading about probably like early March. So when she mentioned this particular question to me, it was, it was 2022. I promise you, I lose track of my dates and stuff. I be forgetting everything, but it wasn't 2021. It was 2022 when I was informed about this, and I said, oh my God. So essentially, just to be full disclosure, okay, I was, like I mentioned, I'm pretty sure some of you know, some of you may not know, but I was a part of a, I guess you could say, a coven of sorts a while back. And in the house, okay, there was one young lady that was just batshit crazy. Just put it out there, batshit crazy. She was convinced that there was a lot of shit going on in the house. Because, you know, when you go to New Orleans, there's mess that's going on. Basically, New Orleans brings out your vices, is what it said. And it's true. So when you go down there, you want to make sure you go down there with a clear head, clear mind, and all that good stuff. And protect yourself, of course. In the physical and metaphysical. Because, yeah, people are crazy down there. As with anywhere. But we went down there. The girl spazzed out. She stormed out the house. She left. And I was like, girl, this trip was at least 2 bands. You left what? You left. Okay, cool. Comes to find out, her and two other young ladies actually put some shit out on the rest of us that were there, just on some hater shit. And I didn't get confirmation until later that, I mean, of course, we've heard that this was, you know, facts from, you know, our teacher at the time. But after a while, it's like, you know what, maybe I'm questioning stuff, because it's like, is this really true? Like, why? Something just not adding up. Come to find out, the teacher was also doing messy stuff just to be messy. And I was just like, I was hurt. And it's so crazy because, like, a lot of things that she taught me, it's like it resonated with me because, of course, it's some real stuff. Like, you know, I remember one time I had spoke to her and she's like, you need to stop internalizing things. A lot of things that people project onto you, it has nothing to do with you. It's all to do with them. And, you know, just real, you know, Alanya Van Zant type shit, if you get what I'm saying. So it was real cool at first. And then come to find out later when I got a reading, because she asked me, like, did you bring something home with you from New Orleans? And I was like, no. Because at first I thought it was one of the people, because yes, we were basically in a haunted Airbnb. I think the entire New Orleans is haunted, not just because of Katrina, but because of the slave trade, you know? So I thought it had something to do with the man that was in the house, that I don't want to say he was attached to me, but he was one of those unsettled spirits, not in a like evil way. It's just like a mourning. I'm sad and I'm ready to cross over type of way. So when she told me that, that's what the first thing I thought about. So I was like, okay, maybe that was him. So I had a whole ceremony for him and ritual to uplift him and everything. And it was great. But comes to find out, cause she asked me if something, I brought something home, but it wasn't her. It wasn't him. It was the teacher. And it's like, I put two and two together. Well, it wasn't her. Well, let me reel it back. It wasn't her. Well, she did do something. She did. But it was somebody else that did it again, basically. So I had to essentially, because, and this is one thing that is like a really touchy subject, because, you know, but it's messed up. The type of person I am, I'm human, right? But I'm not going to sit here and just actively try to fuck up people's day just because I'm pissed off at you. I'm the type of person that'll say F you and keep it pushing and tell you to go fuck yourself. That's just what it is. I know this is the witch's healing, but you can't heal if you don't, you know, be honest. I'm the type of person to tell you to go screw off and keep going. You're going to get whatever you get because of who you are and how you carry yourself. That's what I believe in. Regardless of anything that I could ever do to you, you're always going to get what you deserve. And it could be a lot worse and hit much harder than anything I could possibly imagine doing. So that's why some things don't require a, I guess you can say a hex spell or reversal, any type of baneful work. It doesn't require you to do that because people literally mess themselves up in the long run. I've seen it and it's terrible. I've seen it happen to family members. They get to the point where they're at the end of their life and shit just hit the fucking fan. It's like, no, you finna pay for everything that you ever done and you're gonna sit with it. You can't do anything about it because this is what's due to you. And after it's done, meaning once you're dead, then you will be free. there will be no, you know, once you come to that clarity, it's like, oh, well, I did that shit. So, hey, it is what it is. But yeah, life will, people think it's a joke. It is not a joke. That's why, and I know it can be controversial, you know, because a lot of people say, like, oh, you know, because, you know, us coming from, if you came from a religious background, you may be at a point where it's like, man, like if you grew up in the church, for example, it's like, man, I don't want to do nothing with the Bible. Forget the Bible. I don't want nothing to do with that Bible. Bible ain't do nothing for me. It's a bunch of mess. It's all religious trauma and all this. And it's like, I get it. I truly get it, because people weaponize the Bible and it's disgusting. If you really read the Bible and like read it for what it said, you'd see what I mean. It's curses in that book. And that's why a lot of people use that book for different things, if you get what I mean. So yes, if you are a hoodoo and you practice hoodoo, you know what I'm talking about. It took me a long time to even get, and this is like a small caveat, but it took me a long time to get comfortable with even using the Bible because of religious trauma and the things that I've witnessed, the hypocrisies, people using the Bible for dumb things, picking and choosing what they want to believe in, picking and choosing the Bible verse they want to throw at you. Just a bunch of mess. If you really want to get technical, men are not supposed to wear earrings. We're not supposed to be eating certain types of fish. It's just, yeah, if you want to get technical, but we're not going to go down that road because it's not about that. So yes, going back to the story, I basically got a reading from my spiritual advisor, and she told me everything that went down, the type of work that that person put on me, what they looked like. And mind you, I haven't seen this person since I was a child. So, and I never reposted anything. She wasn't following me on social media. I didn't even know she was on the platform that I was on until like probably a year ago, like 2022. So she doesn't know any of these people that I know. None of them. She's just describing everybody to me. And the person that she described, I only know two people that look like that or remotely close. So I already knew who it was. And it pissed me off again, because how dare you? It's like, I supported you. I went to bat for you. Like, even when ish hit the fan, I was like, you know what? Not really. So it hurt my feelings, because I don't treat people like that. That pissed me off. If anything, it pissed me off to the 10th degree. I don't play about my life. I don't play about my family. I don't play about anything that I do. I'm the type of person, like I said, I'm not a quote unquote light worker, but I lead with love and light. I don't like to see people in pain. I don't like to see people hurt. I'm not an evil person, but don't fuck with me. That's how I move. That's how I move. And what pissed me off was that I had to really go deep into my grimoires and my books to get what I needed to fix this bullshit. And that's what pissed me off. It's like, I got to sit here and go and get all these goddamn ingredients because you want to be a punk? Girl, all you had to do was pull up. The amount of money you sat here and spent to do all this stuff, you could have just drove to where I was at and rang my doorbell. That's how I felt. That's exactly how I felt. Because it's like, I don't have time for this Harry Potter ass-ish, okay? I don't have time for this. I got shit to fucking do, and this what you do. So basically, before I get pissed off again, I basically had to do a strong cleansing, get up in there, clean everything, get out, get everything, clean house, basically, okay? Cleanse my spirit, and the crazy part is, your spiritual team will tell you if someone has done something like that. And me being the person I am, I don't want to be that guy. Everything that happens to you is like, oh my God, somebody put some roots on me. Like, I don't want to be that person, because I'm not that, you know, I'm not paranoid like that. But it wasn't to that degree. Like, it wasn't me being paranoid or a hypochondriac. Like, I literally had this shit put on me because how I was thinking, how I was moving, I was stressed, I was depressed, like literally depressed to a point where I was at the brink of a cliff, if you get what I mean. So when I tell you this is no joke, and there's confirmation right there, when I say that this type of thing is no joke because people are evil. They lack boundaries. They don't know what no means. They have control issues. They feel like they're entitled to your space, your energy at all times. If you don't adore me, then you're going to pay because I need your attention because I lack attention. I probably got daddy or mommy issues or some type of issues where I haven't gotten attention when I was growing up. So I have to sit here and project all this evil nastiness on you because I feel entitled. That's basically what it is. And it just screams, I need shadow work and I need a fucking hug. Because that's pathetic. So yeah, I was for, and this was for several months, to be honest with you, which it was literally just a buildup, a constant buildup. And it was also a burden that was placed on me, constant workaholic, like me doing things to the point where I had to, like, I'm constantly producing, not taking care of myself, not taking care of my spirit. So if I'm not focused on my self-care, I'm focusing on working, which is going to take away from my self-care, which is going to basically, it's like a domino effect. You neglect this, this happens. If you neglect this, this what happens, you know? So it was a constant and never ending cycle until I got my reading done because I was like, this shit's not making sense. And of course, people like to fuck with your money, you know? I don't like those games. Okay. I have to live, you have to live. I don't like stuff like that. So, and then on top of that, it wasn't just me. It was other people that I knew as well. And I'm just now saying, you know, just speaking about it because it's like I mentioned, it's a sensitive topic, but it's the truth. And I have no reason to lie. I have nothing to hide. Like, I literally want to forget about this mess and move on because this is not my existence. This does not define who I am. It does not define. This was a moment in time that needed to happen in order for me to get to one, basically get from one step of my life and my journey into the next step of my life and my journey. So this isn't something that I say, oh, like this is my identity, like trauma bond type stuff. Like that's not who I am. I no longer do trauma bonds of any sort. So no, I don't do any of those things. So I have no reason to lie about any of it. None whatsoever. Like it doesn't, I don't gain anything from it. I don't get there. I'm not a, yeah. So what I'm saying, this shit happened. So I highly recommend, like, when it comes to spiritual, and this is getting back to the basics, when it comes to spirituality, well, witchcraft, if you practice hoodoo, voodoo, whatever you practice, the basis of any and all of this is protection work. Because you never know the person that you're looking at, smiling at, texting, keying with will literally do you in. And they'll try to do you in more than one time just because they're not happy with themselves. And it has absolutely nothing to do with you. It's all it has to do with them. So when I tell you the instructions that I was given when I did my rituals and whatnot, just get rid of it and keep it moving, basically. Because what's coming their way, when I say spirit will get your lick back better than you can, what's coming for them is much worse than anything I could possibly put on them. I don't even have to worry about it. Spirit, God, take care of my light work. That's how you move. Now, if you feel you need to, you know, do a little extra, I'd ask first. I wouldn't just sit here, because when you do stuff like that, it fucks with the balance. The universal laws and things of that nature balance. If you're sitting out here just throwing work at people for no reason, you're going to end up fucking yourself up. I'm just going to put it like that. Layman's just straight out, okay? Just be 1,000% blunt. If you put out bullshit, you're going to get bullshit back. You play stupid games, you win dumbass prizes. That's just what it is. So you have to be careful with how you lead. Do you lead with integrity? Like, what is it that you're... And another thing, the person that was my teacher at the time, this is why it's very important that you understand. Like, I was literally, when I was on my break, I was basically reading books. Like, literally reading books. I was off of social media. I took time to, like, watch TV shows or whatever, but I didn't touch my phone for Instagram, nothing. I barely even sent out any emails, anything. I didn't send anything. I just sat in silence. I read. I listened to music. I got the house. That's basically what I did, and I took care of myself. And it felt good, because one thing about me, I like a book. And speaking of books, shameless plug, I got a book club, okay? And if you are interested in joining the book club, we will be reading everything spiritual from fiction to nonfiction. And it's all through the book club's app. And it's going to be a vibe. So make sure you download the book club's app and make sure that you click the listen notes to get to the link for the book club so you can be a part of the tribe, okay? Because I literally, like I mentioned while I was on my hiatus, I sat here and I did some digging. I was doing some thinking. I done came up with like don't know how many new products. I'm in the process of getting these said products together and ready for the website. I've already created one of them with more to go. I just need to get my materials. And in the process of me doing that, I was on TikTok when I got off of my hiatus. Like, okay, when you go on a spiritual break, you want to make sure that you are, basically you want to sacrifice. When it comes to doing different types of rituals, in order for them to be successful, you must give up something. And back in the day, they would sacrifice animals, goats, chickens, hell, probably even a child or two. but not, you know, I'm just talking about biblical. They would sacrifice the cheerings, okay? But, I mean, I'm not sacrificing no one's child, right? I'm sacrificing something that I value, which is, you know, social media. I don't need it. Sweets, I don't need it. You know, stuff like that. So basically, once I got done, I was on TikTok and I went to this one young lady. She had a Kindle. What is this darn thing? A Kindle Oasis. Oh my God. I'm getting back in love with my Kindle. I'm decorating her. I'm getting her together. She's going to be filled with so many different things. And I got my Audible back together. Got my Audible subscription going. Like it's going to be great. But yeah, I really had a good time with myself. And I think a lot of people think, oh, it's a fast. Like, what are you going to do? It's going to be so boring. But once you get to a point in life where you essentially don't, like, you don't need people to enjoy yourself. You don't need someone to go do something like on a vacation or going to like to the movies. Like, once you get comfortable with your own company, life is so much easier. I promise you it is. And I think a lot of people don't understand how easy it gets when you just say, fuck it, I'm gonna go by myself and enjoy my own self. And I think if a lot of people did that when they were in their 20s, I think a lot of the things that happened, you know, like all the craziness that that can happen in your 20s and the fallouts and drama. Like for some people, not everybody. I didn't go through crazy stuff in my 20s, but I just know that I learned a lot more in my 30s than I did, you know, that I wish I knew in my 20s, I guess you can say. I'm going to dive back into this episode in one moment, but I had to interrupt and let you know that you are not alone. You are loved, and most importantly, you are supported. If at any moment you feel that you need guidance or mentoring, you have resources available to you, love. Please visit moonstoneenergy.com and book a one-on-one spiritual coaching session or an intuitive reading, and let's get you back into your power. And this is, I got off track, but this is why it's important that you know who your mentor teacher is, because a lot of these teachers, they're out for the money versus actually being of service to their tribe. And it sickens me. And it's like, I didn't really understand it at first, because it's like, I understand, okay, if I give you a service, I need payment. I respect that wholeheartedly. Absolutely. But to the degree that I experienced, I was with a fraud. Let me just say that. Like, this person, they haven't done their work on the internal work, and it's going to manifest itself in different ways in their life. I don't know how. I just know that you can't get away with it for that long. So it's going to catch up with them. But full disclosure, at one point, like I mentioned before, I was going through it with my father. He was passing away. It was a lot of stuff going on at that time that I never talked about. Maybe one day I'll talk about it in full disclosure. But for the stuff that I'm comfortable with talking about, at that time, my dues was due. And I couldn't pay them bitches, okay? I could no longer afford to pay it because it's just too much going on. And I'll never forget, I was in the parking lot. I forgot where I was at, but I was in the parking lot. I think I was about to send something out, post office. And I just broke out into tears because I was like, oh my God, how am I going to cover this? How am I going to take care of this? And I need to take care of this. Like, it was a lot going on. Like, y'all don't even understand. And one thing I made in my business, though, I made sure I paid my dues as much as I could. And then when I finally got to the point where I could no longer pay my dues, I let her know. And I was like, man, I really wanted to, you know, continue, but I just can't. I don't have the means to do that at this time. But you can bet your bottom dollar I still, you know, fuck with you. Pay, you know, when I get back right, I'm coming back through and I'm coming to support. Tell me why this motherfucker blocked me on everything. Like, who the fuck does that shit? Like, that shit was weird as fuck. Like, I know when it comes to business, right? Some people are just, I guess you could say, bad for business, if you get what I mean. So when people, it's like, I understand, like I had, what happened? I had a business deal, or was going to do like an influencer type of thing for like probably a little bit. And it didn't quite work out the way that I wanted, because this person, they never responded back to me. And it's like, you were going to send the product, but where, girl, what are you doing? And I kept responding, you know, it literally 2 weeks passed and she never said anything. I said, fuck it. I'm taking this post down. I'm not going to post. Okay. I'm going to walk away. And they saw that I did that and they unfollowed me. And I was like, I don't give a damn. I don't understand. I didn't understand what it was about that whole situation, but I left it alone. But just to get back to the teacher, in my mind, I was thinking, okay, well, maybe she blocked me because, you know, the first person, like I mentioned, the one that put the roots on me, maybe she had a run-in with them and didn't want to have that same situation happen again. I don't know. But it's like, you got to learn how to read the room. Like, I don't have time for that shit. I'm not doing no public slander, because they literally did a whole post and everything. I don't have time for that shit. I'd rather talk about me than talk about you. Let's be honest. I have better things to do with my time. So at that time, I was like, okay, well, maybe that's why. Hell no. She did that shit because of whatever reason she wanted to do it for. Okay, like, I probably had to do with her image, want to look a certain way, portray a certain character, or a character, wanted to portray a certain character, but on the inside had a lot of inner work that she wasn't doing herself, but telling, you know how people tell you to do something and they don't do it themselves, like a hypocrite. And I get it. We all human. I've done that before. Like I said, protection is important. I was telling y'all to do that stuff and I wasn't doing it myself. So yeah, but I'm real enough to say I fucked up. I fucked up. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. And that's where I got. But the crazy part is, when it comes to God, when it comes to your spirit, they're only going to let people play with you for a certain amount of time until they say, all right, bitch, I'm going to fuck you up now because you're doing too much. That's just what it is. So I got to that point. So yes, that's what I dealt with. I got blocked. Other ladies got blocked as well, which is so crazy. And I know everyone has a different situation. And like, if you have had like a rocky relationship with this person, a rocky relationship with this person, then it's kind of like, okay, well, I don't know. I thought it was kind of sus. Like, why would you even do something like that? And then other girls had different experience with her. And it's like, why would you do that to her? Like, why would you even say that? Why? It's like, if you are mentoring someone, if you're trying to give like actual criticism, you say it in a way that, I mean, you don't have to sugarcoat it, but you don't say it. It goes back to the saying, you can get more with sugar than you would with salt. So you can say something like that, but you don't say it to the point where you're just being downright, you know, outright mean, you know? So yeah, I had a problem with that when I was advised of that. So I just literally said, you know what? Let me do what I need to do. Let me cleanse some things, because I don't want no bullshit with that. I don't have time for that. That's not the type of person I am. Some people just get so caught up in social media and personas and shit, like they fucking forget about real life shit. And I don't understand. I live in real life. I pay bills like the rest of us. Like, I went through the pandemic like the rest of us. I was fucking fucked up in the head like some of the other people. Like, I was literally going through it, and like other people, like literally real people. So I don't understand how people can get so airheaded to the point where they just get so out of touch with reality. And I'm all for ambition and actually manifesting it. I'm all for that. Right? Like, I am not I get it. Sometimes you gotta lie to yourself to get to the next point, because hell, if you don't have it right, hell, that's what manifestation is. You don't have that shit right now in real life, girl, you ain't got it. You don't have that type of money right now. But guess what? Who's to say tomorrow you won't have it? So you have to speak things into existence as if though they were. That's what it is. But don't get to a point where it's like you're not practical. Like, you're not living practical. You're not thinking practical. Like, you're like literally out of touch with reality. And that's where the psychosis come into play. That shit real as hell. People put on these different personas. And I just watched it. What else I watched? An American Crime Story. And it was a story about Gianni Versace. The guy, he got murdered by this one guy, and he had a condition. I can't remember what the condition was, but basically he, and then you would, when I tell you about this, you'll be like, what, how's that even possible? Like, that's just regular basic lying. But in our eyes, yes, maybe. But in his eyes, no, he actually has a condition. So basically, this guy had a condition to where he basically lied. It's something grander. So basically, he just lied about what he had. Like, I don't have, like I'm this rich person. I'm the son of this person that's rich, and I'm gonna go to this vineyard and yada yada yada. He literally had that as an actual mental illness, and that caused him to spiral and murder 4 people, including Gianni Versace, and then turn around and murder himself, which is freaking crazy. I just found this out. The whole thing with Gianni Versace, the guy that created Versace, that stuff happened in like 1996. I was like in third grade, so I don't remember any of it, but that's what happened. So yeah, I don't know how far down the rabbit hole she is per se. I can't say, I don't count people's pockets and whatnot. That ain't none of my business. I don't know what no one has. But one thing I do know is there is a such thing as psychosis, where you get to the point where you just smell your own ass, that you just forget about every goddamn thing around you. So, yeah. So on that note, make sure that you take care of yourself. On Fridays, what helped me to become more disciplined when I first started was doing a ritual every single day. So, and make the ritual correspond with the days of the week. So on Fridays, I focus on self-love and self-care and affirmations and loving on myself. So loving on yourself could be just taking a spiritual bath, getting your nails done, just taking care of yourself to make yourself feel good. Setting time aside for yourself to read a book or listen to music or go outside for a walk, something like that. Mondays, I focused on divination. Getting more comfortable with my own intuition, learning how to divine, teaching myself how to do those things. And what else did I do? I also made time. It would be on Sundays. And Sundays, let me see here. Because I'm trying to think. So Sundays was more so for like achievements and stuff like that, but I set aside Sundays for me personally for shadow work. And from there, that's how I discovered like the planets, Chiron, and how those planets play a part in your shadow work and healing and traumas, childhood trauma, stuff like that. So I did a lot of work with that. So that's how I got from point A to point B when it came to my own personal issues that I had. So that helped me to get into a routine of everything. So I implore you, create a witchy routine for yourself so that you're more in tune with not just your personal being, your external, but your spiritual being as well. Sit at your altar, an ancestor journal, write in your ancestor journal, sit at your altar, pray, speak to God, speak to your ancestors, get you a hoodoo doll. Okay. If you practice hoodoo, get you a hoodoo doll. Even if it's okay with your ancestors, you can even imbue that doll with your ancestor spirit, if that's something that they are okay with. Like, you can and have them help you with your spiritual path. You use that doll when you're doing your rituals or whatever. Like, you can do so much on a spiritual side, like spiritual hygiene, spiritual maintenance. Okay. Like, it's so much that you can do. But yes, it's definitely important. Protect yourself, get in the routine, get to the point where can't nobody fuck with you in that sense. If you get what I mean, like hone your craft. Okay. Hone your skills. That is the most important thing that you should take away from this podcast episode. Cause I know this damn thing is long as ever, cause it's so much to talk about, but, hone your skills, hone your craft, get better at it. Better and better every week, better every day, better every month. And listen, And please don't take this podcast episode the wrong way. This isn't a podcast for slander, because it's called Witches Healing Podcast. So we're all healing. Even though I'm speaking, you know, I'm basically speaking on my actual experiences. This is not me being an asshole, not me being mean or being messy, but this is just my truth. This is what it is. It's flat out. This is what it is. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. It's real. That's my truth. And I have nothing to sit here and hide and not, like, I'm a real ass bitch. Okay. Like, I don't have time for that. So that's just me being truthful, me telling my story and being honest. And me personally, God bless them. God bless them all, because I can't help you. And if you can't help yourself, I hope God helps you, because at this point, it's nothing else that can be done. There has to be divine intervention at this point. You have to be sat the fuck down in order to see the magnitude of what happens when you do things like that. So I just pray for their spirit, that they find peace of some sort, because, baby, I don't know what's going on, but it's something in the water. But thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a good rest of your day. Bye. The next time you hear from me, let's say the next episode, you'll be one step closer to your highest self, one step closer to stepping into your divine energy and in complete flow. And so it is. Ache.